It is John Gibson. It is the podcast, the Morning Digestion for September 5th. So I'm late today because last night Susan and I went to her cutting horse practice, and coming back after dinner on our 20th anniversary, by the way, 10 o'clock at night, pulling a horse trailer with a horse in it, the diesel truck died. Don't know what's wrong. I don't know, fuel pump, fuel filter, or something. Anyway, it just would not go. And, you know, you're stuck on the side of the road with a truck that won't move and a horse trailer attached with a horse in it. It was a total pain. Got home one in the morning. Had to be out there at the Ford house at 8 o'clock this morning to say, okay, there it is. Fix it. So I'm late. Everything is late this morning, and I apologize, but I'll get it done one way or another. Okay, so the news, of course, the hurricane continues to be news, and now it's churning up and playing hell in the Carolinas. It picked up some speed, evidently. Trump-related hurricane news, the Sharpie scandal. Did the president change the cone of danger? Because he wanted to include Alabama. I guess. I mean, the theory that he did this involves, well, he, you know, needs to win Alabama, so he wanted to show Alabamians, that he's on their team. And so that's a big story in the New York Times. It's also a big story in the Washington Post. Alabama, damn it, he drew that thing with a Sharpie. And that altered the map. Okay. New York Times, the Hawks want him to hit Iran. Question, will he? New York Times, his wall would run through a South Texas retirement community. So the wall isn't exactly on the border in a lot of places. It runs, a little, you know, owing to, you know, the requirements of building a wall, it's not actually on the border in some places. It's a little bit inside the United States of America. And in this Brownsville, Texas retirement community where they have, I don't know whether it's, you know, double wides or small houses or something. Anyway, these people are retired there and there's a golf course and swimming pool and so forth. And the wall is going to run right through somebody's backyard, and it's going to run through the golf course. It, you know, half the golf course is going to be on the other side of the wall. So they're upset. What else we got? Oh, new trade talks with China. That's in the New York Times. So the market's going crazy. Yippee, new trade talks. Then when the trade talks fall apart, it'll tank again. Washington Post is still whining about Trump getting his wall. A whole bunch of billions of dollars are coming out of the defense budget to build a wall. All of a sudden, people who don't care about the military care deeply about the military. Washington Post, Trump says, hey, NBC, why don't you fire that Deborah Messing? Well, what do you expect? She's the one who said, Let's dox all these people who were coming to a Trump fundraiser. We'll get them. They won't. You can't have lunch in this town anymore. Wall Street Journal, tomorrow's job report may show a deepening recession. Maybe, maybe not. Politics, James Sensenbrenner is quitting. Now, there's this story lately, you know, that Democrats and the media are just love. A lot of Republicans quitting Congress. It's because they don't want to deal with Trump. Well, all right, maybe, but Sensenbrenner has done 40 years in Congress. You think he's okay? It's okay for him to pull out? Two Joe Biden stories. New York Post, Biden to pull out of a fundraiser hosted by an oil and gas executive. That relates to a climate change story in the category that follows. CNN's climate bore-a-thon. Young people grill the candidates, that's in the Times, And one of the candidates who got grilled was Joe Biden, saying, well, you said you wouldn't take money from the fossil fuel industry, and here you're having a fundraiser with this guy who was a fossil fuel industry executive. Biden said, oh, well, if he is, I'm not going. Political says the climate summit went badly for Biden. The New York Times climate change story is that young people ask tough questions. And, you know, I got to say, these young people who've been trained to be little socialists in universities, they're pushing that party to the left. They're not going to like how this turns out. New York Times, big story about Burning Man. The Nobel economist, Paul Romer, went to Burning Man to take a look at it. But, you know, when you look at this thing, this city that's set up on the desert, in the Black Rock Desert, you got to wonder, are these people really interested in taking care of the earth? I mean, it looks to me like an invasion of a rather pristine place by a bunch of people who just want to party and pose for pictures. And I just think it's a horror show, an absolute horror show. And I'm just surprised the Bureau of Land Management lets them do it. Hong Kong, something about the U.S. being involved, New York Times. Apparently, Chinese authorities think the U.S. is behind the Hong Kong protests because the kids wave American flags. Oh, that really pisses off Beijing. But they're waving the flag and, you know, putting up posters with Trump's picture because they want freedom. The other story I don't care much about because it's somebody else's business, I guess. It's in the New York Times. It's in the Washington Post. It's in the Wall Street Journal. It's everywhere. Boris Johnson and Parliament and the Brexit. Something's going on there. Hard to tell what exactly, as far as I'm concerned. Boris Johnson tried to dissolve Parliament. Parliament isn't taking it. October 31st is coming. That's the final deadline for the Brexit exit. Hold on a second. This is driving me nuts. People dinging me in the middle of the podcast. Hashtag me. #MeToo movement. This is really scary. If you even knew Jeffrey Epstein, you are fucked. 1,000 people connected to him, according to this story in the New York Times, according to the prosecutor. And you want to say, so connected to him? What does that mean? 1,000 people in his Rolodex? And, you know, now they're all suspect of something? And a perfect example of it is in the New York Post. This British actress is distraught because when she was young, she worked for Epstein's assistant. And now she's being linked to the Jeffrey Epstein inner circle sex scandal. And she had nothing to do with it. And she's just crazy about it. Social justice warriors, the San Francisco Board of Supervisors, is in the Washington Post. It's also in the San Francisco Chronicle, passed a resolution declaring the NRA a domestic terror organization. And by the way, it was unanimous. Now, I have some experience with this, and so let me just tell you. They've been doing this forever. The San Francisco Board of Supervisors of the city and county of San Francisco, it's the same thing. Have been opining through resolutions on world events for decade upon decade upon decade. They think they know how to run the world. And even though they can't get poop off this, human poop off the streets of San Francisco, and they can't do anything about the homeless, and they can't do anything about the tech industry ruining the city, they will weigh in on whatever. And in consequence, they declared the NRA a domestic terror organization. And the people are going to scream and yell, what are they doing out there? They can't They can't even take care of their city. All I'm telling you is I covered the place for 15 years. This is what they do all the time. Whiskey Tango Foxtrot, New York Times. Friends, the TV show, is turning 25. My question is, do people still watch it? I didn't watch it at all. I was busy. Washington Post, soda will kill you. Diet soda will kill you too. This study, I think it's in JAMA, Journal of American Medicine, that people who drink soda die younger than people who don't. There you go. New York Post, the feds think the dive boat captain should have gone down with the ship. They're grilling the captain of the doomed ship, the dive boat in California. And in the LA Times, a crewman thinks the cell phone charging station started the fire. I got one other story that's in the San Francisco Gate, which is the free version of the San Francisco Chronicle, and it usually is loaded with crap. There's like 20 stories about Burning Man. Once again, Burning Man is an abomination. It should not be allowed to happen. They're ruining that desert. New York Post, the $1 thrift shop vase turns out to be worth $100,000. So the email is host@johngibson.com. There's not much of a contest about the opening music today because I was in such a hurry I had to use the opening music from a few days ago. And follow me on Twitter @johngibson.com. I'm bitching about Burning Man on there today. And the bitch box, 859-544-2766. 859-544-2766. See you on the podcast a little bit later. Wait a minute. Come on. Play this. There we go. I know my production values stink. Hey, had a big disaster last night. The truck stopped dead in its tracks. Had to deal with it this morning. Okay, see you on the podcast later.